Section 28. O God, where art thou? Reading assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, verses 1 through 33, and Section 122. Our Heritage, pages 45 through 53. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, verses 1 through 6. What do these verses indicate Joseph Smith was feeling and thinking about at this time? What are your thoughts and feelings as you read Joseph Smith's pleadings with the Lord in these verses? Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 121, verses 7 through 10. What did the Lord teach Joseph in these verses? Think of some of your own trials as you read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 122, verses 5 through 8. In what way has the Savior descended below all things? See Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. How can a knowledge of the Savior's suffering help you be faithful in your own tribulations? Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verses 12, 14, and 15, section 101, verses 1, 2, and 4, section 122, verse 7, section 136, verse 31. What do these verses teach about the purposes of adversity? Why does the Lord allow us to suffer tribulations? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 2 through 5. Scripture chain, the Savior's suffering for us. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 6. Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verses 5 through 8. Scriptures relating to section 28. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 1 through 6. 1. O God, where art thou? And where is the pavilion that covereth thy hiding place? 2. How long shall thy hand be stayed, and thine eye, yea, thy pure eye, behold from the eternal heavens the wrongs of thy people, and of thy servants, and thine ear be penetrated with their cries? 3. Yea, O Lord, how long shall they suffer these wrongs and unlawful oppressions before thine heart shall be softened toward them, and thy bowels be moved with compassion toward them? 4. O Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven, earth, and seas, and of all things that in them are, and who controllest and subjectest the devil, and the dark, and benighted dominion of Sheol, stretch forth thy hand, let thine eye pierce, let thy pavilion be taken up, let thy hiding place no longer be covered, let thine ear be inclined, let thine heart be softened, and thy bowels moved with compassion toward us. 5. Let thine anger be kindled against our enemies, and in the fury of thine heart, with thy sword, avenge us of our wrongs. 6. Remember thy suffering saints, O our God, and thy servants will rejoice in thy name forever. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 7 through 10. 7. My son, peace be unto thy soul. Thine adversity and thine afflictions shall be but a small moment. 8. And then, if thou endure it well, God shall exalt thee on high. Thou shalt triumph over all thy foes. 9. Thy friends do stand by thee, and they shall hail thee again with warm hearts and friendly hands. 10. Thou art not yet as Job. Thy friends do not contend against thee, neither charge thee with transgression, as they did Job. Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verses 5 through 8. 5. If thou art called to pass through tribulation, if thou art in perils among false brethren, if thou art in perils among robbers, if thou art in perils by land or by sea. 6. If thou art accused with all manner of false accusations, if thine enemies fall upon thee, if they tear thee from the society of thy father and mother and brethren and sisters, and if with a drawn sword thine enemies tear thee from the bosom of thy wife, and of thine offspring, and thine elder son, although but 6 years of age, shall cling to thy garments, and shall say, My father, my father, why can't you stay with us? O my father, what are the men going to do with you? And if then he shall be thrust from thee by the sword, and thou be dragged to prison, and thine enemies prowl around thee like wolves for the blood of the Lamb. 7. And if thou shouldst be cast into the pit, or into the hands of murderers, and the sentence of death passed upon thee, if thou be cast into the deep, if the billowing surge conspire against thee, if fierce winds become thine enemy, if the heavens gather blackness, and all the elements combine to hedge up the way, and above all, if the very jaws of hell shall gape open the mouth wide after thee, know thou, my son, that all these things shall give thee experience, and shall be for thy good. 8. The Son of Man hath descended below them all. Art thou greater than he? Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. 16. For behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. 17. But if they would not repent, they must suffer even as I. 18. Which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit, and would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. 19. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished my preparations unto the children of men. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. 11. And he shall go forth, suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, and this that the word might be fulfilled, which saith he will take upon him the pains and the sicknesses of his people. 12. And he will take upon him death, that he may loose the bands of death, which bind his people. And he will take upon him their infirmities, that his bowels may be filled with mercy according to the flesh, that he may know according to the flesh how to succor his people according to their infirmities. Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verses 12, 14, and 15. 12. For he will give unto the faithful line upon line, precept upon precept, and I will try you, and prove you herewith. 14. Therefore, be not afraid of your enemies, for I have decreed in my heart, saith the Lord, that I will prove you in all things, whether you will abide in my covenant, even unto death, that you may be found worthy. 15. For if you will not abide in my covenant, ye are not worthy of me. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 1, 2, and 4. 1. Verily I say unto you, concerning your brethren who have been afflicted and persecuted and cast out from the land of their inheritance. 2. I, the Lord, have suffered the affliction to come upon them, wherewith they have been afflicted, in consequence of their transgressions. 4. Therefore they must needs be chastened and tried, even as Abraham, who was commanded to offer up his only son. Doctrine and Covenants, section 136, verse 31. My people must be tried in all things, that they may be prepared to receive the glory that I have for them, even the glory of Zion. And he that will not bear chastisement is not worthy of my kingdom. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 2 through 5. 2. For verily I say unto you, blessed is he that keepeth my commandments, whether in life or in death. And he that is faithful in tribulation, the reward of the same is greater in the kingdom of heaven. 3. Ye cannot behold with your natural eyes, for the present time, the design of your God concerning those things which shall come hereafter, and the glory which shall follow after much tribulation. 4. For after much tribulation come the blessings. Wherefore the day cometh that ye shall be crowned with much glory. The hour is not yet, but is nigh at hand. 5. Remember this, which I tell you before, that you may lay it to your heart, and receive that which is to follow. Scriptures relating to Scripture chain, the Savior's suffering for us. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. 17. Wherefore in all things it behooveth him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. 18. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Refer again to Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 6. He that ascended up on high, as also he descended below all things, in that he comprehended all things, that he might be in all and through all things the light of truth. Refer also to Doctrine and Covenants, section 122, verses 5 through 8. End of Scriptures relating to section 28. End of section 28, O God, where art thou?
End of section 28, O God, where art thou?